This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Coke reports profits today with Pepsi's tomorrow, but they not pop. You get it? Amid changing tastes at home and abroad. And as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, luring back health-conscious consumers is not as simple as taking out the corn syrup.
A quick glance in the soda aisle of your grocery will reveal all kinds of novelties, from smaller bottles to healthier stevia-flavored cola in green cans. Pepsi actually tried marketing a low-calorie brand several years ago.
But then what happened is they started losing market share to Coke.
Jennifer Harris is with UConn's Rudd Center on Food Policy and Obesity. It's hard for companies like Coke and Pepsi to know when to roll out new products. But even if they don't always sell, it can still send a message to consumers.
You know, if they can say, well, we have 8-ounce cans, or we're introducing products with stevia and less sugar, regardless of people are buying them or not, at least they're giving the impression that they're trying.
That doesn't sit so well with shareholders. Tom Perko is the director of Bevmark Consulting. He says investors don't like to see companies stray too far from their core product, in this case, regular old sugar soda.
They begin to wonder about what they're doing, and then that rattles the market.
Perko says Coke and Pepsi's biggest concerns are international sales, brought down by the strong dollar and weak global economy. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.